Well, how would you make a clap sound with no hands?
It's a really good question. No, that's a click.
Cack!
I don't know.
I don't like what my mouth is doing to produce this.
Yeah, it's weird watching this happen. Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Have you ever known any of those people that can make the like super loud tongue sounds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very jealous.
Yeah.
My dad can do a weird thing with his two index fingers where he'll just snap one off the other and it'll hit one of his middle fingers and it's so loud. Like the whole room can hear it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm always jealous of that kind of thing. The loud whistle with the fingers in the mouth.
Oh, I always wanted to do that.
How do people do that?
I don't know.
I've never thought to put fingers in my mouth in order to whistle.
Me neither.
I remember the day that I started realizing that I could whistle blowing outward and taking air inward, and I'm like, wow, I'm good at whistling.
Yeah.
Are we doing a Tenacious D bit right now?
No, I mean, that's obviously where my mind wandered, but it was a real feeling of satisfaction. Can you do that? Nope.
Nope.
Can you whistle blowing out?
Yeah.
No, you cannot. It just sounds like a light storm is on the way.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not like great at it, but I can do it.
Look, Mike, the bus is coming. You can't whistle? Mike, can you whistle?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Oh,
oh wow.
Beautiful.
That's great.
What a lovely whistle.
Thanks.
What song is that?
I don't know. I don't know what the words are.
I think that's just the horn on the... That's not La Cucaracha. That's...
No, this is like a military anthem or something. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, gee whiz.
You're like an accelerator hand dryer. Or like when you take the hose off the vacuum, you know, but like the thing is still going. That's what you sound
like. Oh, yeah. Like when you get a plastic bag stuck in the vacuum tube.
Do you have any melodies that you'd like to sing?
Nope, can't do it.
What is that?
That was going to be Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but...
What? Are you sure?
I mean, that's what I was going for.
Do it again. Oh. Think about all the children that died that night.
And that's the thing. Like, I usually have an okay sense for music. Like, I could play, but my singing voice is terrible and my whistling ability, voice, skill is also bad.
Yeah, your whistling's low.
Yeah.
But that's fine. You have two friends who can whistle on your behalf. We're like a dueling piano bar. We can do whatever you want.
That'd be fun.
Okay. I want you to do...
I really hope this sounds good on a podcast.
Me too.
Do that Spice Girls song, Wannabe. Like, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
It's... Okay. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I guess that's more speaking. That's not a lot of...
Yeah, that's going to be...
Yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, we can do the chorus.
Do Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Can we first do the Spice Girls song?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's do some whistling warm-ups first.
Okay.
Just go ahead, whenever you... Very nice, Mike. We're a good team.
Thanks. Yeah, that was cool.
Remember, it's If You Wanna Be My Lover...
Dude, that's the first time I've ever felt the music.
We did it, dude.
This was amazing.
Wow.
Was that good? Did it sound good?
Oh, that sounded great.
That's great. Oh, I feel good. Let's just end the show. I don't want to do a show anymore.
Yeah, okay, I'm done.
Bye. What's a good wrap-up whistle?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
Why didn't you tell them to take the survey?
Oh, take that survey Josh was talking about. It's because no one's supposed to talk to us about it. I forgot.
That's true.
I know. It's a secret to both of you, but I need more people to take it. It's linked in our show notes, and it's also bit.ly/instead-of-survey.
You know, Josh, you know, I understand your need to get people to do it, but the whole sad sack thing really doesn't win people over.
I mean, I would love if you took it.
We would all love if you took it. Say it again, Josh, with some vigor.
bit.ly/instead-of-survey.
Thank you, guys. Sorry about Josh's sadness.
So my sister Jessica is in town this week.
Oh, hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Shout out or no?
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out.
Shout.
She's not here right at this moment, but I'll pass along the shout out because she will be gone by the time this episode comes out. But so she got into Seattle middle of the week. She is here on business.
Ooh. Ooh.
As some people are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the Amazon?
No. With Nordstrom because she works for a company that does hippie supplements and stuff. I don't know exactly what it is.
Wait, what?
Hippie supplements, you know.
Wait, she's been there for like 5 days now and you haven't asked her what her job is?
No, I mean, I know what her job is. She does education to like different sales staffs and everything about her company, which sells everything from like nighttime tea powder-ish thing where like instead of taking a melatonin, you can like put it with warm almond milk and it'll put you to sleep even better.
Is that true?
Pleasant, yeah. That sounds nice.
Yeah, there are like all of these different powders, and I know that sounds like Alex Jones's thing. It's not. She doesn't work for Alex Jones, I promise.
Well, that's good. But is it still as valid?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what she's like? She's like a merchant in Red Dead Redemption. Sample some of my wares. You will sleep better and your libido will feel like never before.
Well, and that's the thing. There's like a sex version of it that's like, hey, you can bang better.
Of course there is, dude. This is snake oil, I think.
I think it might be. Like, she made something for me and it tasted good, but it was supposed to like energize me and clear my head, and it didn't do that. It just like tasted decent. It tasted like good tea.
Mm.
You're sure it didn't energize you? We would need someone else to tell us that. You might just feel like things are normal.
That's true. I don't know. I had it when I was home for Thanksgiving, I think 2 years ago. So I don't know.
Dude, you still remember? I feel like the energy from that drink has powered you through.
Maybe. I don't know. Have you noticed a change in my energy? Maybe it's what caused me to talk about starting this podcast.
You think that was it?
Hey.
The miracle drugs did it?
Maybe. Could be.
And when did you take it last or most recently?
I think that's literally the only time I've ever had it.
Well, take it again, man. It's right in your presence. If the last time started instead of, the next time could start something even bigger.
That's true.
Even bigger than this.
Yeah, the most successful podcast of all time.
How many scoopfuls of powder did you put in there?
I don't know. I think they come in like little packets. She made it for me. I didn't see her make it. She just like brought it into the living room and was like, here, try this.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's why it's a concoction. They have to do it in secret.
But anyway, she's never been to Seattle before, and she is going to be staying with me tonight, so we're going to get dinner tonight, hang out all day tomorrow, and then she flies out on Monday, so she gets to spend a little personal time here, yeah.
Nice sibling time.
Good stuff.
It's going to be great. Really excited to see her, and I'm really excited to show her around the city since she's never been here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get a car?
I didn't get a car, but I think a few of the spots are like, I kind of want to cluster what I'm doing because we only have the one full day. So I think that there's a lot of ground to cover in that day, hard to cover everything. I think we'll be good.
What a great way to start the day. All right, Jessica, listen up. I know you're here for one day. First things first, we got to make some cuts.
It's going to be a long day, Jessica.
This isn't going to be the dream trip, Jessica.
Also, because the weather's nice here, I've been getting more into the Lime bike lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she like biking?
I hope so.
Is this a bike share company?
Yeah. So it's basically like you spend $1 to unlock the bike and then it's 15 cents a minute or something. So you can like ride halfway across town for like $3 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but again, you gotta, you know, your guest should also enjoy the experience.
I mean, she likes outdoorsy stuff. She's like super into yoga. She's teaching Pilates now.
Wow.
Yeah, no, she's very active.
Okay, well, she might like to bike then.
All right, yeah, maybe that'll work. Where are you gonna bike first?
Well, probably not bike up the hill. We'll probably take a lift from my place up the hill. But like, she's gotta see Cary Park, obviously.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Love Cary Park.
She really wants to go to, I think it's called Frankie and Joe's. It's like a vegan ice cream place because she's vegan.
Yeah, in Ballard.
Yeah, that place comes highly recommended from Alina.
I think, didn't you go there with, right before I left Seattle, I think you, me, Adam went?
No, I've only been there once and I went there when my mom was in town.
Oh, But so it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good no matter who you go with.
Yeah.
Frankie and Joe's.
So anyway, I have a whole slate of things that I'm going to show her, but it got me thinking about being a tour guide. And we all have varied interests and things that we're passionate about. And so my instead of to you is, instead of your current job, or instead of being unemployed, as the case may be.
Mike, get a job, Mike. It's been long enough.
Pick a specific spot that you would want to be a tour guide of. And it can even be a place that doesn't currently offer tours. And like, tell me about one spot on that tour.
I'll let the B-man go first.
Yeah, thanks. I'm staring out into the snowy white abyss.
Oh my God, your tour is narrated? This is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, here we go. This is the beginning of the tour, by the way.
Is it a tour on tape?
Yep.
Yeah, do this, and then the people can go to this spot, and they can just listen to this part of the podcast.
Okay, yes. So, here we are. It is snowing, like, a lot.
Where are we?
We are standing at the edge of Lake Michigan. Mm. The very edge.
What? What the hell does that mean? What the hell is the very edge of a lake?
Is it a beach or a cliff?
There's pavement. It's a man-made beach of pavement. And
you're supposed to know things on a tour, Mike. It's a man-made beach of pavement.
Here we are. The ice is melting.
Already?
The ice on the lake is melting, and we're walking. We're passing a fountain.
Yeah? What's it called?
Buckingham Fountain. It's not in use. It's too cold.
Okay.
As we go, we listen. Shh.
What?
The ice. The ice flows. They break.
Oh my God.
We listen to the ice.
He's writing this like a beatnik poem.
This is the worst tour I've ever been on. I've walked like a half a mile, and now this guy's making me listen to ice.
Shh.
It's ASMR.
We listen to the ice.
Stop making me listen to ice.
And we hear our souls.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We hear our souls reflected back in the creaks of the ice.
What do our souls sound like?
Oh.
Kind of like that. End of tour.
That's the tour? That tour fucking sucks.
It's the ice listening tour.
What?
You got to go out there. When the ice is breaking, it's really loud.
What? Oh, God. You know, that's weird enough that, honestly, ask Jessica if she would do it. Don't tell her that Mike invented ice listening. Tell her that it's like some hippie thing that people are doing now.
Oh, she'll love it.
Like, just see if it works, because I think, despite the harrowing journey we took to get there, I feel the frost in my bones, by the way.
Good.
I don't want to feel that.
No, you're supposed to.
And don't crack ice again, please. But I really think people would fall for this as a real thing.
Ice listening. Yeah.
All natural.
You can do it at home.
You can do it at home. It's like when you put a shell up to your ear.
We'll say you listening ice.
Crack open the first bag of listening ice precisely at dusk. Add almond milk for an extra oomph. Boy, I hope I say this right. 161,616.
161,616.
161,616.
Perfect.
Pretty perfect, right?
Pretty perfect.
Yeah.
That's the mileage that I saw a Kia Rio roll over to when it was the car that I was in my Uber ride earlier this week.
Oh.
Oh.
It's a very scary celebration.
161,616.
That's a lot of miles to put on that little thing. Because the first thought I had when I was sitting down in the car before I even knew what the mileage was, wow, this door feels like plastic. I had that thought independent of that.
Oh, no. How did the inside of the car look?
It was basically if you had a go-kart with like one of those Lego car covers on top of it and then just tried to put some chairs in, that's what it felt like.
Like a Fisher-Price car?
No, you know, a little bit more comfortable, a little roomier.
Uh-huh.
My feet weren't propelling me on the highway, which is a huge benefit.
Great.
The car still functioned as an automobile, but I celebrated this with the Uber driver, and I'm like, hey, man, congratulations. And he didn't even notice. He's like, oh, yeah. So like we had a nice laugh.
Cool.
What's the craziest car milestone? Could be anything on your speedometer that you've experienced. So it could be how fast you went. It could be like some scary light. It could be your mileage that you've driven. What is the thing that you went and you saw and you're like, nice, or whoa?
When I was with Amanda in Florida like 2 months ago or something, it rolled over to some 10,000 marker.
Cool.
I can't remember which one. It might have been like 40 or I don't think it was 50,000. 50 is a very round number. I think it was like 40 or maybe 60 or something like that. But like got it on Snapchat and everything.
You're on Snapchat?
I'm not. It was her Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even remember. That can't be the most remarkable thing. Dude, how fast have you driven?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking odometer only. We've talked about this. I've gone well over 100. Not as fast as you in Reno, though.
But how fast is well over 100?
We've literally had this exact conversation on the podcast before.
Well, I want to know again. Mike, do you remember?
No.
I think it was like, I don't know, like 115-ish.
That's fast, Josh.
It is fast, yeah.
That's really fast.
Mike, I'm surprised. You're a speed demon, Mike.
I don't drive ever. I think my top speed is probably like 107.
No way.
106 in a car.
If you...
How fast have you gone in a plane, though?
Oh, geez. I've been in some pretty fast planes.
You can tell?
You can tell.
I can't tell if I'm in a fast plane or a slow plane. Plane's a plane, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, you can tell if you're in a slow plane.
How?
It's really scary.
Wait, you've been in a slow plane that was scary?
I've been in one of those little propeller planes with only like 4 seats in it.
Yeah, the rickety ones?
Wait, you have?
Yeah.
I have too.
I flew from Sarasota to Tampa Bay. What? It took 15 minutes.
Wait, could either of you see like the dash display of the pilot?
Yeah, I was sitting right behind it.
Okay, so now what did you see on that thing that like freaked you out in this moment? Where were you like...
Everything.
Tell me about it.
It was pretty intense.
I've never seen one of those. Maybe like when I was a kid and you could still go into the cockpit.
Yeah. There's a lot of buttons, a lot of lights, a lot of levers, a lot of gauges.
Gauges?
Gauges. There's stuff on the ceiling that you like pull down.
What does that do?
It's something on the wings. It flaps your wings. No.
It flaps them? It turns it into a bird?
It operates flaps on the wings, perhaps.
I've seen this cartoon.
Wing flaps.
Exactly.
How many of those doohickeys do you think are used in like an average month for a pilot? Do you think that like 80% of those little buttons and switches just go completely untouched?
Nice doohickey use.
Thanks.
That is a nice doohickey use. I mean, based on my job, yes. If it's anything like a normal job, they don't use 80% of what they know how to do.
What if I was to put to you that it is not like a normal job?
It's not very much like a normal job.
I feel like I look at everything on my car.
Yeah.
I know where I stand between H and C at all times.
But like, how often do you pop the hood of your car?
Every now and then when I want to show someone that I know how to clean the dipstick of the oil check and that I put it back in and pull it back out and just say, that's where the oil is. I don't know what you're supposed to do after that. I just know that that's like the level you're at. And if you need more oil to get an oil change.
Put it in, yeah.
No, you got to take the oil out first.
Right, right.
Or like you could have a switch to turn off your ABS. Some cars let you do that.
What is ABS? Automated braking system?
Yeah, something like that.
I've never had my car brake for me. I always do it.
Auto lock braking system? Anti-lock.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, but there's like that, and the newer cars let you like have that voice button to talk to your car, which never works, so I bet people probably don't press that. I feel like there are buttons in cars that people don't press.
The cigarette lighter button.
Yeah.
You still have one of those? They replaced that.
They don't have those anymore?
Well, now it's like the electric charger button.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it won't light your cigarettes.
Damn it.
Or you have the 3 buttons for a garage door, and how many garages do you need to program into your car?
Each one of those buttons is for a different garage?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I did not realize that. I just thought like they each must have done something different.
They're like, one of these 3 probably is going to work.
Yeah, but it's always just one that you need, the big flat one.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, what I learned that I had never known before as part of my upbringing from all over the world to finally getting to Naperville was when you went to your house, like after we hung out or whatever, you didn't have a key, but you had a garage code.
Yes.
That was so foreign to me.
Really?
I'm like, what? He just puts the numbers in? And then the thought that I couldn't shake was, why doesn't this family want him to come in through the front door? There's just such a shame to entering through this massive garage door in secret and closing it before you enter.
What do you mean a shame?
Here's what it's like. It's like if you were in space and you had to be like cleaned before they let you back into the space station.
Yeah.
That's what the garage door felt like to me. I'm like, this is so weird.
Hose him off before he gets in here.
That's what I thought was happening, basically.
No, it was new for me, too. That was a new innovation right around the time you showed up.
2001?
Mm-hmm. It was the first number I ever had to remember.
Has it changed since then?
Nope.
Same number since then?
Same number.
It's kind of amazing.
My parents have the same. It's not a code to open the garage, but we have a little like combo door on the, like a normal size door that leads into the garage, which is how we go in. And that combination has stayed the same since, I don't know, 1998 or whatever.
What are the top key companies?
Master.
Master?
Yeah, Master.
Master makes locks. I really think Schlage makes a lot of locks.
Yeah, like S-C-H-L-A-A-G or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think it ends in an E.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Very, very quick second instead of, and then the segment will end. If you had to name a key company, what would you name it? In one word.
Mister.
Mr. Key?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I'm going with Laser.
Okay.
Laser Key.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Secure-A-Key.
Secure-A-Key?
No. Secure-A-Key is the name
of
the
company. It's too late, man. You entered it into the system. This is like Carmen Sandiego. There's already text that's going to fill in despite what you entered as your name.
Okay, I guess I'm Secure-A-Key.
Oh, God. I'm glad Drake didn't write that song about you.
Lately, my nose has been running, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself sniffling a lot.
Me too.
Like this. Exactly.
It's really annoying when you're next to someone and they're not sniffling. I feel really bad for them.
Yeah, I do too. I feel bad right now. My nose is running. I can't do anything about it.
You don't have to feel bad. I'm sniffling too.
Yeah.
This is like if we were both patients in a hospital ward.
It is kind of like if we were both patients in a hospital ward, a little bit.
Wouldn't it be great if we shared a hospital room at some point and Josh came to visit?
Would you have the curtain divider?
No, I wouldn't let him. Mike would want to, but
I would definitely want to.
We'd have to keep it open.
That would suck.
Mike, we're in this together. We shouldn't have rammed motorcycles at each other.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have jumped our motorcycles at each other.
Oh, I thought that you were talking about being in a hospital just for the sniffles.
No.
That's just a side effect.
We're much stronger than that.
Okay.
We're much stronger than that.
I guess I didn't give you credit for that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thanks for visiting, though.
Yeah, of course.
We missed you.
Yeah, I missed you. That's why I came to visit.
What happened to our motorcycles? Did you take care of all that?
So the funny thing about those motorcycles, one of them survived. One of them is like weirdly in pristine condition, but the other was toast. Like it was just jumbled metal. It's been melted down. I made it into a bracelet.
Wow, already?
Yeah, already. Yeah, melted it down. And Mike, I'm sorry to say it was your motorcycle.
Oh, no. All I get is a bracelet?
Yeah.
What's the bracelet look like?
It's very gaudy.
Okay.
The one part that didn't get destroyed was a piston, and that's hanging off of the bracelet, so it's also pretty heavy.
A whole piston.
Whole piston.
Yeah, this is a really bad bracelet, man.
Why did you take this action?
I don't know. I knew how much his motorcycle meant to him, and I didn't want the only part that was pristine to not be kept.
I guess there's some logic to that.
That's true.
Your bike is parked outside, though, Tappan. You can take it home when you're out of here.
Great. Mike, I have some, I keep some Kleenex under the seat in that bike.
Oh, do you?
Maybe that'll help with your sniffles.
Can I ride on the back?
No, I'll just drop them off to wherever you are. And then, you know, really only room for one.
Really?
Except for, you know, yeah, and just not for you, I guess.
Yeah, just not for me.
I'm kidding. You can get on the bike.
Thank you. I need to blow my nose.
Just don't blow it in my hair.
Okay. I won't blow my nose in your hair. As I've been sniffling all week, I realized that I picked up a mannerism. Many years ago, and I just sort of have been recognizing it recently, and I'll show you what it is.
Okay.
I go like this.
Oh, like a quick exhale.
Guess where I got it?
I don't know.
My old dog, Max.
Wow, Max used to do that. Yeah.
I picked up a mannerism from my old dog.
How did you figure that out?
I just realized one day, like, what is this? This seems so familiar.
Wow.
It was Max.
That's crazy. Huh. Max is awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome.
The thing that I don't get is every time you inhale, as long as I've known you, for some reason it looks like air is only going in one nostril.
Yeah, it's messed up. There's something wrong in there.
So when you breathe in through your nose, you only breathe in through one nostril?
As far as I can tell.
How's your battered body doing, Mike?
Oh, I'll have a doctor update in the next few days. I got a lot of tests running right now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Do you ever get so stuffed up in one of your nostrils that when you like try and take a deep breath in, one of your nostrils just gets like sucked into your nose?
What?
What?
So like to close entirely, like you know how when you pinch your nose, you can like close your nostrils?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that happen where you're so stuffed up on one side that the other side, when you breathe in through your nose, just like sucks in like you're pinching it?
Yeah, like an airlock kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds unpleasant.
Never happened to you?
I don't think so.
All of a sudden, you can't breathe.
What about with your mouth?
You can open your mouth. Yeah, that would work. My instead of for you is, instead of Max's little breathing mannerism, what animal trait would you like to pick up?
Would I like to pick up?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you could have any animal's trait.
I mean, it would have to be from the animals in our lives right now, right?
It can be, yeah.
I already know, because I'm looking at him do it right now. Zach is just like sprawled out because the sun is pouring in through the window on like a small spot of my rug. And he's just like taking a nap and so content. I would love to take a sun nap.
Jeez. Mark that under things that look good with cats and not with Josh for me.
Oh, just splayed out.
Very graphic.
Belly warming.
And the thing is, I know you'd go to your apartment building's roof and other people are there.
Right.
That's wild. Well, I got three cats in my life at the moment.
Three cats?
I got Zoe, Rihanna, and Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna is in heat at the moment, so I'm not going to touch that.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to let her be and, you know, help her out if we can get the doctor somehow to take care of this. But she's a very nice cat, very, you know, lively. But I'm going to choose from the other two.
Okay.
We got Ellie, who has become a bit of a what's known as a chonker in the cat community.
Oh.
She's really got that like big, like when she falls over, she falls with a thud, which is hilarious. And then like just full on, the belly is as wide as she is tall, and she's pretty tall.
Wow.
So it's just like, all right.
Does she have big fat cheeks too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a great cat.
That's pretty cute.
But I guess my biggest day-to-day cat interaction is Zoe, so I'll pick something up with Zoe. Well, Zoe's latest thing, if anyone is curious, is at 4:30 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. at those times, just getting right by the door and going, meow, meow,
meow, oh,
just nonstop until I go, Zoe, or stop, and then she won't, and I have to, you know, you can either give in to the crying baby or sleep through it.
Mm-hmm.
This cat will not give up.
Yeah.
So I have to give in to the crying baby, which is maybe not the best. I've been thinking about doing that really mean water bottle thing, which I might spritz her in the face with, which is pretty hilarious because she deserves it. But right now I just go out there. I like very quickly try to just like here. And I just pet her belly, pet her head. And today I like foot swept her because she wasn't moving down my entire hallway over to, like where she sits by the window. And I picked her up and I'm just like, sit here. And I left. But then she came back an hour later.
Yeah, that's never going to work.
But so she sounds punctual. Are you looking for internal alarm clock mechanisms?
I'm not, but I'm being provided one.
How can we turn this to your advantage? I don't think she's going to stop.
Well, can't we train her?
She's a cat.
Cats can be trained.
I did see a cat do, I saw it play dead when you shot a finger gun at it.
Okay, If that can happen.
It's true.
I can threaten her with gun violence. That's what you're saying? That's what the squirt gun is, I guess.
One option.
Yeah.
Gun option. Great movie name. Option gun. Josh?
What?
Do you have any ideas? You've had a cat for way longer than me.
I mean, the squirt bottle works. It's not super mean. Like, she's a little annoyed by it, but it's not inhumane.
Okay, that's good, I guess.
Do you know where she stands by the door?
It depends if there's slippers outside or not.
Okay.
If there's slippers, she's firmly behind the slippers only and meows from there. And if there's not, she just gets right up to the door.
Okay.
I've got it. You need like a very long stick from your bed that can like reach to right under the door.
Oh, that's a great call.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And so that way you can like interact with her. She'll feel like there's human interaction. Maybe you even get a glove of some sort that feels like human skin.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah,
just a glove
made of human skin.
Don't suggest that.
It feels like human skin, not actually human skin. I'm not advocating.
How am I going to duplicate that feeling?
I don't know. This is your problem to solve. And that way, when she's meowing, you can just kind of like wiggle the stick and it's connected to the faux hand under the door. And so, I mean, hopefully she learns to rub against that, because if she's on the other side of the hallway, it doesn't help. But that way she gets her human interaction, she stops, and you can sleep.
Yeah, but this is one hell of a contraption. I don't know if I want to, you know, add this.
It's very Sandlot, though. This would be a very cool Sandlot thing.
Yeah, that's true. It is an innovation.
It is.
I wonder, can I trick her somehow? What if I put a mirror at
That's what I was going to say. Put a mirror right at where she stands. So she always has a friend.
Herself?
Herself. Good life lesson.
What's great is like on the hours I am available to play, she's super happy just sitting on the couch, just pass out.
Yep.
And if I meow, God forbid.
An unnamed parrot was taken into custody in northern Brazil following a police raid targeting crack dealers.
Wow.
Okay.
What a cool parrot, dude. What a cool parrot.
The bird reportedly was taught to alert the criminals of nearby police and apparently was found calling, "Mom, the police," in Portuguese right around the time that the cops were preparing to raid the home.
Amazing.
Wow.
Although I wish they'd taught the bird a different code word.
So they assume that he's been trained for this.
What are they going to do with the bird in custody? He's not going to confess to crimes. He only knows the one phrase.
Well, so that's the thing. The parrot was seized and brought back to the station for questioning, but the parrot is not talking anymore.
Oh.
This is amazing. This is the Brazilian police force.
This parrot is a fucking G.
Keeps his mouth shut.
So I want to kind of use our creativity and think about how an interrogation could go. So one of you should be the parrot. The other one should be the lead cop on the investigation, on the interrogation, and I'll be backup. So who wants to be the parrot? Because I think that there's info that this parrot knows, and we just need to figure out how to get it out of him.
I think that general description applies to Mike.
Yeah, I can do a parrot.
Okay.
What is it? Crack?
Yeah, it was crack.
What am I involved with?
All right.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, parrot. You're going to need to talk about what's going on here. Yeah, all right. Fine. Don't say anything. We caught you with crack cocaine nearby. Can you hear me? Say yes. Stop nodding. God, you take this, Detective Grace.
Detective Grace here on the duty, on the job.
You don't have to say that. We're in the room together.
So, I don't know. I know he's being kind of a hard ass, but I'm wondering, like, do you want a cracker? Like, would a cracker help? I know you were dealing with crack cocaine.
Polywana. Polywana.
A name.
Okay.
We've got a name. A little cliche.
Polywana.
I gotta say, a little cliche. Okay, so here, I'll give you half this cracker if you tell me your boss's name.
Polywana.
What the fuck does that? Here, eat this. Just eat it. What's the name of your boss?
Polywana.
God fucking damn it. Josh. Josh Grace.
Okay. What else do parrots like? Do you want a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he speaks English. I knew it. What games are on there, Josh?
What bird-based games are there?
No, I'm going to turn up the heat. You see this Nintendo Switch? This is how bright it gets. It's just in your face now.
Mom, the police.
This could be yours. All you got to do is tell me who is your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I swear to God, I will break this in half in front of you. There's Super Smash Brothers in there right now.
No.
I will break it in front of you.
No.
This is yours.
No.
Who is your boss?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. That's it. I got to do it. Josh, give me the hammer.
Okay, here you go.
No.
Give me the hammer.
No.
Give me the hammer. Here it comes. I'm going to hammer it down. Are you ready? This is going to be the big strike. You better tell me who your boss is.
I'm the boss. Kaiser Soze. It's the parrot.
Dude, why didn't you just say that before? You could have had the switch.
Oh, shit.
I broke this thing,
man. Oh, fuck.
We could have both played.
That would have been fun.